Hi, thank you for calling.
For quality assurance, this call may be recorded.
Celtic Tree Service.
Oh, hi, Connell. It's Tina from Local Splash getting back to you.
It's John.
Oh, it's John. Okay. Yeah,
yep.
He asked
you got
me that.
You got Connell's cell phone number?
Let's see here. Is it the 1511 number or the 9235
number? 9235
number.
That's his personal cell.
I see. Okay. So
all
he
the,
doesn't...
All the other numbers ring right to me.
Okay, and your name again?
I'm John, the office manager.
John, okay. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, let me try him on the other number then. Yeah, he told me because the payment for the Local Splash account, which includes this call tracking number, he told me that he's not getting results, but there's 2,664 leads on the dashboard, and now it makes sense because the calls are coming to you, not to him. So you're just
They need to come to me because I do all the booking, all that. So if
yes.
I don't get the calls.
No. I'm not going to change it. I just was thinking, no wonder why he hasn't seen the results, because he's just going on calls that you're setting up for him. You know what I mean? He doesn't know that they're coming in through this number.
He doesn't visit his dashboard, to be honest with you.
Yeah, so maybe let him know, because you guys are in jeopardy of having this account cancel, which means you're going to lose the call tracking number, you're going to lose the website, everything.
All right, what number do you have on there? 1511 number or?
The call tracking number is 203-408-1789, and when people call it, it forwards over to your number, which is the 1511, correct?
Right, and then it forwards again to my number because I got the business phone, which is 684-4148.
Okay,
so it bounces around before it even gets to me.
Okay.
So you might want to talk to him about that, getting the direct number for here. Write it down. I'll give it to you. Ask him if you can use it, though.
Okay.
That's just my opinion. If they call one number, it bounces to the other number, then it has to go to his office. And then it bounces from there to me.
Oh, yeah. So we should just change it to route directly to the office number, right?
Right. That's my
opinion.
But you got to get his permission.
I will. I'll put it in here just so I can ask him. But did you say it was 684-1448?
Yep, 203-684-4148.
Oh, 4148. I had 1-4. Okay, let me fix that. 4148. Okay, I'm just going
to... the number I'm talking to you on.
I'm just going to put it in the notes just so that I can ask him. So I'll put her, John, call tracking should forward to this business line. And then I'll put confirm.
It should go more direct in my eyes. I think if anything, if it doesn't come to this phone, it should go to the 1511 because that's the office phone.
Got it. Okay.
Then it would only bounce once to my cell phone before it's my cell phone. But, you know, when it bounces from 408 to 1511, it has to wait till it rings there, till the office switches it over, and then it comes to me. So people might be losing patience.
What a hassle. Yeah, what a hassle. You know, when I called, it didn't seem like it took too long for you to pick up, but maybe that's because you were available.
Then.
Yeah, maybe if you were on the other line or something. You know, that's why I always call the call tracking number, because I just want to test it, and I'm happy.
Yeah, well, that makes sense, too.
Yeah, it came through in a timely manner, but I'll call him again on his cell phone and, you know.
Just bring that up and ask him, does he want to make it more direct? He might have a rhyme and reason why he's doing the other number.
Either way, though, the calls would be stored on the dashboard. So when you talk to him, just let him know that you can confirm a lot of calls are coming in through the, you know, call tracking number, because he was telling me yesterday.
Do you have the password for the Local Splash dashboard?
Does he have it?
Have it?
Yeah, I do. Do you want me to give you the login info?
I got to write it down, the login info.
Okay.
Because then I can check if I missed calls.
Yeah, exactly. So you won't be able to check right now. If you try to log on, it'll say the account is in suspension. Click here to reactivate. But once Connell gets the payment up to speed, you'll have full access again.
All right, do you have our credit card on file?
Yeah, but it says pickup card, so I think the bank sent you guys a new one. This one's
yes,
not
they did, and I have it.
Oh, you have it. Okay, do you want me to update it with you then?
Well, I want you to get permission from Connor, but I'll give you the information right now.
Okay, sure. So go ahead when you're ready.
Hold on, I got to get it out of my wallet.
Okay. And that's good, because then you'll have full access. But one question I have... I have an email on file, and I want to see if this email goes to you, because if it does, I can resend the login info there as well. It's M-E-A-V-A-L-L-Y at, no, okay,
that's
so.
That's why I'm not seeing anything.
What's your email?
That's his personal. Our email is Celtic Tree and Landscaping, LLC at gmail.com. So it's Celtic, C-E-L-T-I-C, Tree, T-R-E-E, and A-N-D, Landscape.
Is it landscape
LLC.
Or landscaping?
Landscape.
Okay, and then LLC at gmail.com?
Correct. Let me double check on that because I haven't emailed that thing in so long.
Yeah.
I want to double check because I'm pretty sure it's, I've only been with him a little while. I was going to come for 6 months and I've been here 10 years, so.
Really? Wow, yeah. you're like the backbone of the company then. That's amazing.
I do. He does the estimates now and the marketing. I do everything else.
Okay, good for you.
I do the banking, the depositing. Okay,
I just sent you the login credentials. I just am going to wait and see if it bounces back. But what are you confirming that the email is?
Hold on, I got to get to there.
Mm-hmm.
Where is this job? Log in. I'm logged out. Hold on, let me log back in.
Okay.
Or give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my office is in Fairfield. He's in Bridgeport.
I got it. Okay.
All right, so let's go to Perkin. P-E-R-K-I-N.
Oh, good news. The login credentials I sent, it says that it was sent successfully. So if I send it and get an error message, like that it bounced back, that would mean that it's not a valid email. But the one you gave me did go through. Let's just hope that it's the correct one that goes to you, you know?
Yep. It says Celtic Tree and Landscape, LLC, not ING.
Perfect. Okay. So you got that info, but I'm going to give it to you again.
I just got it. Hold on a second.
Oh, you did. Okay, good. So that has your username and your password for your local Splash dashboard.
All right. Username 20341. What is it? Password seal clicks.
Exactly. And then once you get in, you can change the password to whatever you like, but that's the temporary password that allows you in. Some people just keep the temporary password on file, which looks like what you did. So what is the... Well, hold on a second here. I want to check something. Oh, good. Okay, perfect. So what is the new billing information so that I can update it?
Well, you got to get Carlos permission, you know?
Yeah, I had his permission.
I'm going to give you the information.
He told me to call back today for the new card number, but yeah, I had a conversation.
If he told you that, then I'm fine giving it to you. The number is 4258.
Okay.
3945.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second. Thomas phone.
Good.
Hello?
I left the W4 in the mailbox so you can fill that out.
All right. I'm on the other line right now.
Okay.
All right. All right. So it was 4258-3945-0230.
Mm-hmm.
3025. Expiration
okay.
0429.
And the code?
265.
And for this card, is it still the 83 Minturn Road for the billing address?
That's his office address and home, so we keep that always the same.
Okay, you got it. So, yeah, everything will be good with your account in just a minute. I want to try to get it resolved for you before it.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to click in right now and see if I can get into the dashboard.
Well, 1 second. I have to process first or it won't let you in. Let me just process this, and then it'll give you full access again. So one second here. Yeah. I know how the system is. It's going to tell you that the account's in suspension if it doesn't process first. So, okay, good. So I got the green light on the payment. And let me just update it here and make sure that it's marked as paid. Okay, you should be able to give it a whirl now, John. It should be able to let you in. Mm-hmm. I reviewed the most recent ones, by the way, because I was going to share it with Connell, but there was a call from Tim Coughlin on May 5th.
Yeah, I spoke with
he was calling to hire for his mother's house, and then on 11 Autumn Ridge Road. Then there was a Linda Peterson on May 2nd from 73 Leroy Avenue in Darien, and she said that she thought she had used you guys in the past and you did a great job, and if you had record of that, she wanted to hire you guys again. So good. Yeah, so you'll see like all these calls that I just kind of shared with you on the dashboard so that you can go over it with Connell. But did it allow you in?
Yeah, I'm signing in now and agreeing to the SMS messages and all that.
Excellent. But, okay, good. That's a good sign.
I
that
want the messages to my phone so I get them. So.
Okay. Yeah, and if it's asking you for the e-signature, you might have to type in Connell's name because it's going to have to match whatever's on the billing.
No, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put his name. I don't want my name on the billing.
Well, because if you try to put your name, it'll probably just not let you in. And then people tell me, I'm trying to confirm this and I'm not getting in. And then I'm like, well, do the names match?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, so it let you in now?
Hold on. I just typed his name. Confirm signature. Confirm. It's not doing anything now. I wrote Connell Breslin. Does he have Connell Breslin on the billing or Celtic Tree Service?
He has, let me go back. Yeah, Connell Breslin. No middle name or initial. It's just.
Wait, hold on. It just said, oops, looks like your subscription is not active.
Okay. So
is there a reactive account?
Hit to reactivate, but if it brings up an invoice, then you don't have to pay that invoice because it already paid on this end. So just
tell
me
what it says. Because that's what it says, pay now, $300.
Okay, what's the invoice number?
Give it a couple hours to process.
Is it the one ending in 878143 or 878146?
146.
Oh, yeah. That one shows on my end that it's not scheduled until August. So it looks like he has a quarterly plan with us where he pays $300 every 3 months. So, yeah, don't worry about any of that. The account looks like it's in good standing now. Let me just check one thing here. Oh, I'm confused. It looks like, 1 second here. Oh, you know what happened? This account conflicted with the other account, and so the billing info went in on the other account. This account he pays $199 month to month with. I was thinking, I've never seen this rate. So I'm going to void out that $300 because it went in on the wrong account, and then I'm going to send you a fresh username and password for the Celtic Tree and Landscape. Let me just double check here that I updated the, okay, good. I updated the email on the correct account. So that's good. Cause it shouldn't have had you do like the e-signature and everything over again.
Yeah,
so that's why I was
worried about that.
Yeah. I was thinking like, why did it do that? So let me just 1 second here. I have to go back to the other one.
Let me get back to the inbox.
Mm-hmm.
Focus flash.
Actually, I'm going to call you back in like 5 or 10 minutes. I want to make sure that this payment gets voided first, and then I'll call you back and I'll get you on the dashboard. Okay. So just hang tight and I'll call back through. I'll call back through this tracking number, so when you see it ring, you'll know it's me, okay?
Yeah, it comes up 408. That's Local Splash.
Yep.
So
yep.
I know
you
that
got it. I'll
well
call you.
I get calls from it all the time.
yep. I'll call you in a little bit, John, okay? We'll get this squared away.
All right, take your time.
Okay, thank you. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.